Human nature is a fascinating subject full of complexities and contradictions. One of the ongoing debates on this topic is the eternal struggle between good and evil. The battle that began from time immemorial, where humans have grappled with their inner moral compasses, torn between acts of benevolence and moments of darkness. It's a battle that has been observed throughout history and continues to shape our world even today. We can find countless examples of individuals who have embodied both the best and the worst of human nature. Take Mother Teresa, for instance. She was a beacon of compassion and dedicated her life to serving the poorest of the poor in Kolkata, India. Her selfless acts of kindness and unwavering devotion to humanity earned her worldwide recognition and admiration. Her work still shines today in reaching the forgotten and the marginalized. On the other hand, history is also plagued with individuals who have committed great acts of evil. Adolf Hitler, the dictator responsible for the Holocaust, serves as a chilling example. His actions reveal the darkest depths of human nature as he led a regime that caused immense death and suffering. In the Bible, both the Old and New Testaments shed light on the duality of human nature. In the Old Testament, we see the story of Adam and Eve symbolizing the inherent inclination towards disobedience and the consequences of succumbing to temptation. It emphasizes the struggle between our desires and the moral path we should follow. Yet in the midst of this fallen state, the New Testament offers a message of hope and redemption. The life of Jesus Christ represents the ultimate demonstration of love, compassion, and selflessness. Through his teachings and sacrificial death on the cross, he showed us that even in the face of evil, goodness can prevail. In conclusion, human nature encompasses both the capacity for good and evil. Man is born in sin and he is inherently evil. History shows us the consequences of evil but also sheds light on the hope that we do have the capacity to do good. It's an ongoing process of growth, compassion, and striving for the values that align with our faith. It's in recognizing our imperfections that we can seek forgiveness, redemption, and transformation through a relationship with Christ Jesus. Thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in to today's show. Remember that each one of us holds the power to change the world in a good way. This is Anne signing off, and until next time, be good, do good, repeat.